Hazard Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Hey, 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 hey! John and Kaylee, Haphazard Adventures with the Beer Brewery, Advent Calendar, Day 6.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Right? Numero 6, which we had to tell all the kids anything with 6, like sextuplets with sex, and they just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, Tegan was like, no, it's not. That's a bad word.
It's not a bad word. No. It's a great word. A
wonderful thing.
Not for them.
Well, not for them. They're too young, but it's wonderful for... You know what? Beer.
Beer. Beer makes it all better. So day 6. Happy birthday, Jackie. Sorry your mom and dad are away from you.
I'm not sorry. He's sleeping right now. We're fine.
Yeah. After birthday.
Yeah. All right. Let's open the 6.
All right. Come on. Number 6. Look at number 6. I can't open you.
Come on. Come on.
I don't know how they could put these in better. I don't think they can.
All right. Ooh, what is it? It's a
green with stripes. It's like a light green, like almost yellow with dark green stripes. It's Erklyong Hell.
It's, yeah, Erklyong Hell. So, yeah. It's,
yeah, yeah.
Let's read about it real quick. All
right. Let's do it. Let's
see what it says. All right, here we go.
All right. The family brewery Ludwig Earl in Heisenhoring was founded in 1871 and is already run by the 6th generation. Oh, 6th generation on the 6th.
Fancy.
It uses only hops and malt from long established Bavarian. I'm like, Bavarian? Malting and hops farmers, along with soft nitrate-free brewing water from its own deep well. Mm. Oh, that's interesting.
That's cool.
The Lambrario Earl.
Hold on, my favorite part of this whole thing is I was trying to pronounce these fucking words.
I know. Also supplies the Gobbinfest, the second largest folk festival in Bavaria. Behind the Munich Oktoberfest. Oh, cool. That's interesting.
It'd be fun to go to Oktoberfest some year in Germany. God,
I want to go so fucking bad. As a rare peculiarity. Okay. The festival beer on Roden Volksfest.
Sure.
And the Oschken Brauterei Winnich.
Okay.
Big Tend, where oxen are roasted on a spit. I don't think tend is what they meant, but okay.
Again, Google Translate here.
Yeah. Is brewed as the only one traditionally handcrafted in open fermented ponds. Craft beer and family tradition since 1871. That was like so terrible.
That was cool. So, all right. Don't read the comments. That's good.
Let's
crack it open.
Let's crack this open.
All right, first taste for Kaylee. Well, how's it
smell? Oh, it smells interesting.
I actually don't smell anything. Let me try again.
It's very light.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I can smell it. I smell it. It's very light.
Oh, I like that. We like light beer.
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
Like, wow.
That's really good. All right.
What is this?
This is the beer description.
The beer description.
Yep, that was the brewery.
It's my favorite.
You want to do this one?
Yeah.
All right.
It's my birthday.
It's not even close to your birthday.
No, it's my birthday.
A day you gave birth?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever.
I have lots of them.
You have 5.
Yes. Like I said, lots. And then including my own, I have 6 birthdays. Yes! I expect
Wait,
a present.
Fuck.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yes. I'm like, God dang it. All right.
All right.
Log into my phone.
Boop, boop, This beer has just been awarded the European Beer Star in the category German Style Light Lager.
Lager.
Sure. The beers of the brewery, Earl, E-R-L.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's capitalized. So do you say it as
I think it's E-R-L.
Are brewed in a very slow maturing process with consistent care and refinement of the family recipes in small batches. This maturing process is as rare as it is worth seeing in the age of process automation and mass production. Fermentation always takes place hand-guided in open fermenting vats, as is normally the case with wheat beers. That doesn't make any sense. Okay.
That was a run-on sentence, but cool.
Yeah. In the brewery cellar, the ERL beers ripen underground after fermentation in horizontal storage tanks.
Horizontal, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So these beers do the horizontal mumbo jumbo together.
So I do think we should read some of these reviews because I can really appreciate the way this beer is made, but really light but good flavor.
That's from Fink Farm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're gonna trust you, buddy. Fink Farm.
Right. What did Jim say? Jim, solid.
A smooth and refreshing beer, a little thin. It is light. These are light beers, which we love because we're not big beer.
There's going to be some dark ones. There's dark ones in here.
Oh, God. I'm scared. Yeah. I'm so scared. Don't look on the
dark side. Hefeweizen right there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, Steve.
Nice. It was a burp.
From your ass. I remember on the old podcast. The podcast, when we first started back up again, I would spend so much time editing out your burps and farts and Jackie's. And then eventually I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Oh, no.
They're going to keep burping and farting while they're... I mean, it was like, it's in the middle of your words. I can't edit that out.
Start over.
That's my way to know that when you hear a burp or a fart on the show, it's probably not me.
Yeah, but it's funny because in real life, it usually is
me. In real life, it usually is me, yes. But on the podcast, no, we're good. You want some more of this? I'm going to drink all of it if you want to have some more. Oh,
yeah. No, I want some. This is a good beer. It's good. It's really crazy how smooth it is.
Light lagers we like.
And the yesterday and, yeah. They're so smooth. I hate carbonation. And it's because it just...
Fills you up, makes you burp.
Yeah, I don't want that. And if it doesn't come out my mouth, it comes out my ass later. So
I'm such a lady. I love it. I'm the woman, mother of my kids, people.
And I always yell at the kids, don't talk like that.
Fart boob piss.
Well, everything.
I just said fart boobs piss. I was trying to say fart shit piss. Like fart boobs piss. Whatever.
Because it's funny because like, okay, we're gonna do a word. We play a lot of like fibbage and games on Jackbox, and the kids poop.
Always poop.
Poop. What's this poop? Like, oh, poop, 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 poop. I'm like, come on, you guys, shit. So beer.
This is good. It's not poopy.
Poopy.
Are you stealing it from me? Because I want some more.
No, I just haven't stopped talking to
drink. Everybody, let's go chug, chug, chug. She loves chanting. And I said, not continue the chant because I know you'd yell at me. Swallow, don't spit.
It is good.
It is a good beer.
It's good beer. I'm really sad that other people don't like this.
Right? This is delicious.
This is delicious. And it's made in a cool way.
I'm worried about when we get to the dark beers because we don't like dark beers.
We're going to be like,
what? We're going to give it our best effort and our best try.
Going to drink as many as we can. I do wish that we had for one and two, we would have done it at a different time earlier in the day. We did
bedtime.
Super late and we were like, take a sip. Yeah, but we just didn't feel like drinking it. Like, even if we don't like it, I feel like we should try to finish it as much as possible.
I agree.
Lunchtime it is. Lunch is good.
New plan. All right.
That was really strong.
All right, there you go.
Even though you did dainty, it was still like...
So rate this beer out of 5.
Not as flavorful. It is light. God, I want to give it like... I think...
Is it better than yesterday's? I think it's just below yesterday's for me.
It's just not as flavorful, but it's super smooth.
Like, so it's like, that's what I'm just like, below.
It's a 3.75.
I could do that. I can agree with that. Yeah. Because it's good. I can see myself drinking this. But yesterday's, actually the last 3 days were better than this one, but this is still a fucking good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Said from a guy who doesn't drink beer.
We should do 5 stars. 1 star, doesn't matter if whoever brought it, free beer, you would never drink it. Okay. 2 stars is...
you're already drunk.
You'll drink it, or you've been drinking and you'll continue drinking, but somebody else bought it, you would never buy it, you don't want to have it again, it was just this one exception.
Okay.
Okay. 3, somebody else bought it, but you're like, oh, that's good, yeah, okay, yeah.
But you wouldn't go buy it yourself afterwards. But
you haven't bought, yeah, you don't, it's not rememberable.
Okay.
4 is you buy it. You're like, oh, I remember this beer, I'm going to buy it. 5 is you buy it on a regular basis. Or when you think of beers, that's the beer you think of.
So given that rating, I'm going to re-rate some.
It's right. That makes
perfect sense.
Your sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we should have come with this rating system on day one. Yes. But
I don't know. All of a sudden it came to me right now.
In true Haphazard Visions fashion, we do things after the fact. So
yes.
Day 1 and day 2, I'm going to re-rate down to a 2.
Yeah.
Oh. They're not so bad that I wouldn't... They're not so bad, but they're the beer that if I'm already drunk, yeah, I'd have those.
Or, I wouldn't say drunk, but...
if I was already drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you do that any more flamboyantly?
Hey.
Like, seriously. If I was still drinking... Mm-mm.
You know what?
Who shrugs their shoulders and does a hand thing? You.
Nobody saw that. God, all right. I'm the gay one here. All right. So then days 3, 4, 5, and 6, really, I would say... would fall into the 4 category.
Yeah, because we are like, I want to
buy. I would buy these. I would buy this a drink.
Buy these. So this one I like.
This still falls like the 3.5, 3.7 range, yeah, for me.
It's like, if they didn't have the other ones, I would buy this one.
I would definitely buy it over other stuff.
I would buy day 4.
Mm-hmm.
No, day 3? Yeah. Day
3 was the orange can.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely buy day 3 because it was flavorful. It was so good.
Day 3 and 4 were both delicious. And 3, 4, and 5 were all delicious.
And then 5 was light. And then it's like we're getting lighter and lighter and lighter.
I mean, we finished day 5 before we stopped recording.
Right. Well, and we're about to finish
day 6. This is also our longest recording so far.
Oh, my God. That's great. What?
Yeah, we're at 12 and a half minutes already. And most of these have been about 9, 10 minutes.
It was on the wrong bite.
Swallow, don't breathe it. Ugh, breathe. This is all staying in, by the way.
Damn it. I can't.
We now say our graces to Katie Horsley, who is now no longer with us because she can't drink beer. She choked on it and died. Oh, you're back.
Yes, thank you.
Did you finish it?
I'm very, very happy about your concern.
Oh, there's still some beer left, so I'm good.
Yeah, I tried.
That was good.
It was delicious.
Yeah. So, I think we're 3.75. It's one that we would buy if the other ones weren't there, but it's still delicious.
Agreed.
It is a little light on flavor compared to the one yesterday's day before, but it's still delicious.
Agreed.
All right, fine.
I look forward to tomorrow.
I look forward to rest. And we definitely can do this next year, too.
We are definitely doing this next year. I think every seriously, go get it. Like, we don't
this
get.
This is a lot more fun than I thought it would
so
be.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Especially if you do it with somebody else. Yeah. But I think it would be fun, like, to do it with, like, a roommate, a friend, a spouse,
A burping buddy.
Even like at work, if your work lets you drink, like our work totally does not let us drink.
Totally not.
So, you know, or a gift for somebody who's looking to try new experiences, mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Either if you are an avid beer connoisseur or you're
like us, don't know shit.
Yeah. No, I think this fits everybody.
So Costco and the Kalea company here, if you're hearing this. We'll happily take your sponsorship next year for this.
Good job, guys. Good job.
All right. And have a good night.
Night.
Since these episodes are so short, I'm going to go ahead and include a full song from one of my old bands. So check the notes of the show to see which song it is and who it was by. But here, enjoy a full song and see you tomorrow for the next episode.
Hey everyone, Joshua here. Don't forget that you can hear this podcast on all podcatchers. Just search for Haphazard Adventures. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with the handle HapHadPod. That's HapHadPod. Be sure to check out John's art and comics at y2cl.net. For more great podcasts and content, visit scpod.net. That is scpod.net. If you want to support what we do here, head over to patreon.com/y2cl and kick in a dollar or so donation to keep the lights on. As always, I'm Joshua coming to you from the Big Wang Little Thang Gang from a very small pair of underwear, and this was Haphazard Adventures.